Well, the Apostle Paul's first epistle to Timothy is full of practical advice and exhortation. Paul was a mentor to Timothy. As that, he felt the responsibility to teach and train Timothy and really all the ministers under him. Now, while an evangelist, Timothy was relatively young, and he needed guidance on how to fulfill his ministry. More specifically, Paul wrote to Timothy in the first epistle to instruct him on how to deal with the growing problem of false teachers that was evident in the church at Ephesus and likely elsewhere. The fact that these false teachers had infiltrated the church at Ephesus was a sad fulfillment of Paul's prediction nearly 5 years earlier. Let's take a look at that prediction. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. And we'll read verse 17. It says, from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus, and then he called the elders of the church, wanted to talk to them. Verse 28, in addition to what he told them, he said, take heed therefore to yourselves and all of the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed the church of God, of which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So this was an ongoing message of Paul. He's emphasizing it here, but apparently he talked about it a lot, that they had to be well aware of problems. Well, let's go through a couple of scriptures here in 1 Timothy. We'll start in 1 Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy 1, and let's take a closer look at exactly what Paul wanted Timothy to be aware of. In 1 Timothy 1, in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, to Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 3, as I besought you to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine. So Paul's charge or command was not just for Timothy, but all the preachers, is not to teach any other doctrine except delivered by Paul as he received the course from Christ and from Scripture. In verse 4, he has this to say. It says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. Fables, the Greek word is, the Greek word of myth is derived from this word. And it's a tale or a fable. Basically, anything that is not true, but a fabrication. So right away, he's like, listen, when you're teaching, when you're speaking to the brethren, it shouldn't be about your own wild speculation or any like personal doctrine that you've come up with, and that would be taught to the membership. It talks about in the last part here, genealogies. Let's take a look at that. What does it mean by genealogies? Basically, busying oneself from traditions of the past, based on the slightest historical hints. The Jews loved to study genealogies. Like that was like a lot of people just got into that. And the Greeks loved to study myths. And isn't it interesting? Timothy, guess what? He was partly Jewish and he was partly Greek. So, he might have had influences from both sides in this case. Besides being, you know, speculative and unproven, what does Paul say is the problem here? That's the latter part of verse 4. He says, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do that. When very different things come out, or things like, well, that doesn't sound right, never heard that, or I don't see that in scripture, what does it cause? A lot of questions. It can cause debate, and it can be damaging to the unity of the brethren, which is extremely important, possibly causing offense. What should be the motivation in preaching and even speaking to one another? Well, verse 5. He says, now the end or the goal of the commandment is love out of a pure heart, of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. So what comes out of our mouths should be sincere. It should be loving. It should always be to edify others. Some, though, follow a different path, as Paul was going to tell Timothy in verse 6 here. He says, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside to idle talk. Or in the King James, it says vain jangling, which is an interesting phrase. In other words, babble, right? It's not edifying. It's just like it's coming out, but what is it, right? And he was saying, hey, there are going to be some that will get off track. They will get into useless conversation, strange topics that are way off of scripture and what has been taught. And it turns basically into babble. It's good for nothing. What is the motivation, though, of people that would do that? Verse 7. Well, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. So the desire is to be a teacher. The desire is to present something new, which hopefully will draw people after them, and hopefully lead to a following. Do we see this problem ever occurring in the church? Yeah, and been there for decades. I've seen that through the decades, and it certainly is highlighted by the communication we have now, that you can just spread any kind of teaching, any kind of ideas. How easy it is to set up your own website and just start proclaiming all the wonderful things that you think are right, that Paul would put under. That are really, you don't really know what you're talking about, basically what Paul is saying. You don't know what you're talking about, and yet you're trying to teach others and get a following. It abounds today. It abounds today, unfortunately, which we all have to be very careful to avoid heresies, right? We should always stick to the core truth, and that means we have to prove to ourselves what is the core truth. So you recognize, hold it, that doesn't make any sense. It's not scriptural, it doesn't hold up. Let's go to chapter 4. He had some more things to say in 1 Timothy 4, verses in verse 6 and 7. He said, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. But, as he says in verse 7, refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself rather to godliness. So he's like, don't even bother, you know, to try to, you know, get into it. And it just walk away from it. It has no value. You shouldn't be wasting your time on it. You know, we're talking again about just, you know, teaching that is off base from scripture. We see in now once the final set of scriptures here in chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, chapter 6 and starting at verse 3. He says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. What is that person if that person does not want to abide by that? Well, he's proud, right? He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions, strifes of words. Hey, this words mean this. This word means that. Where it comes? What does it come? Envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. That's the fruit of this behavior. It's not love. It's not unity, but it's strife and produces a lot of problems. Verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. You shouldn't get involved in it. You should walk away. He's telling Timothy to do that, and obviously Timothy is going to tell others to do the same thing. Healthy teaching will produce love and unity and peace. False teaching, it breeds unrest. It certainly leads to splits and disunity. And those of us that do speak, we have the duty always to preach the solid truth and to edify the brethren with God's word. And we all have to converse with a loving attitude, not being very aware of things that just don't jive with the core truth. And certainly to always resist the effort to I don't like this particular teaching, so let me just go off on my own, try to get others to be persuaded by my thoughts. And that happens, unfortunately. So we have to all be on guard. Let's heed Paul's important teachings. Make sure that we are always staying close to the trunk of the tree.